A prominent Irish Republican was arraigned in Northern Ireland today on charges of murdering two British soldiers. Colin Duffy was arrested March 14th, a week after dissident IRA gun attack that killed two off-duty unarmed soldiers outside an army base. The 41-year-old today offered no plea to two counts of murder, five of attempted murder, and one of weapons possession. Earlier this week, Duffy was part of a group of suspects who won a challenge against their continuing detention under British anti-terrorist laws. The five others were freed shortly after the ruling, but Duffy was rearrested. The use in Northern Ireland of laws written for Islamic terrorists has caused some concern in the Catholic community. Robin Wilson, a Belfast-based independent analyst, says the Catholic community wants to make sure the human rights of suspects are respected.
The difficulty is that legislation which was passed in Britain in 2006 to address the perceived threat from Islamist terrorism means that, as in the rest of the UK, suspects can be detained for up to 28 days, whereas even under the old legislation which applied to Northern Ireland during the so-called Troubles, the maximum detention for suspects from paramilitary organisations was 7 days. This prolonged detention, therefore, of Mr. Duffy and several other suspects has raised old concerns in the Catholic community about denial of human rights in Northern Ireland associated with prolonged detention. For example, Sinn Féin, the political wing of the IRA, which has so far been supporting the police and saying that members of the Catholic community should give information to the police. But now Sinn Féin politicians like Gerry Adams, the leader of the party, have been starting to say, oh gosh, the police need to make sure that they comply with human rights requirements.